We're going to check in now with a family that for some of us have come to symbolize the Gulf Coast after Hurricane Katrina. 3 years ago, after the water receded from St. Bernard Parish near New Orleans, we found Donald and Colleen Bordelon already starting to repair their ruined home.
Sheetrock the panel and carrying it out, dumping it.
That's what that enormous pile of trash
the
is.
Enormous
on
pile out there.
That's, I guess I'd have to say 40 years of everything in your house. Years and years of just...
Stuff people say.
Stuff, right, you know, all your stuff. You know, it's hard to leave something like this. It really is.
Well, you haven't.
No, not yet.
We've been visiting with the Bordelons ever since, and many listeners have been inspired by their determination to rebuild. Here's Donald Bordelon in 2007.
Oh, yeah, the inside come out nice, you know.
You got the drywall up, the sheetrock?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, man. Got the TV, the cable in. All the furniture's pretty much in, you know.
So just for the record, for people to know, if you happen to have your house completely flooded out by a major hurricane, it only takes you about 2 years to get back in order.
Well, maybe 3 years.
Now, as Hurricane Gustav comes ashore, we're checking in with the Bordelons again. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
I'm okay. It's great to talk with you again, even under these conditions.
Yeah.
Where are you folks now?
We're in Baton Rouge by my daughter's house.
So I guess that means you decided to leave the storm and not ride this one out as you did Katrina.
Yeah. I didn't want to, but...
Which means you had to leave behind the house. What condition were things in as you left?
Weather was beautiful. A lot of people was leaving. You're going to have a lot of people leave this time, but everybody's so scared, you know? You're scared the water's going to come back in, you know? It's just so hard.
You've done it twice, Donald Bordelon.
Yeah. I didn't want to make it three times, you know? So... We come on up to Baton Rouge, you know. Right now, it's pretty nice here. You know, they got a little gust of wind, maybe. Bad part's going to be, I guess, later on this evening, tonight, you know.
I want to understand what's at stake in the next few hours or perhaps days. We visited your street more than once. Many of the homes were destroyed. I know some of them were torn down, but some people were also rebuilding. How many people were back on your street by the third anniversary, which just came on Friday, of Katrina?
Man, I would say about one-third of what we had before, the people across the street from me, they just about got their house finished, and they was packing up, leaving. They didn't want to leave either, you know. They just got their furniture and their house and everything, and you got to pack up and leave.
What day did you guys get out?
We left Saturday, yeah.
What were the last things you did before you closed up the house? And...
Said goodbye. Took a couple pictures and said goodbye.
Can I just ask, because we've followed so closely your efforts to rebuild this house and to restore it to what it was, or even something a little better than what it was, were you able to get insurance on this house before Gustav approached?
Oh, yeah, we had insurance before the hurricane. We really have a pretty good policy.
They didn't cancel on you?
No, sir. No. What we're worried about is the water, you know. If the water comes back, oh, we're going to go back. We don't know.
So you stuck out the 1965 hurricane, you stuck out the 2005 hurricane, but a third one just might be a little too much for you.
Oh, yeah. You know, well, it's just hard, you know. You've seen what went through, you know. We could have stayed home. It's just like camping, really, you know, but just a lot harder, though, you know.
But this time you're thinking seriously about whether you might ever return to St. Bernard Parish, especially if there is a flood.
Oh, yeah, if it's a flood, we'll most probably go back and downsize a whole lot. I don't know where we're going to go, but maybe build something real small in St. Bernard. I still have a few more years of work to go before I can retire.
Colleen Bordelon, does the mere fact that you had to evacuate make you think about your future and whether you want to stay in St. Bernard Parish?
You know, I guess optimistic, hopeful, whatever you want to call me, naive, I don't know. I'm hopeful to go back. It's home.
Has everybody that you know fled the path of this storm?
No, Donald's brother, Jigga, he stayed. He's in the process of building a house off the ground, and the structure's up there. He don't have no windows or doors in it, but he was staying.
Well, Donald and Colleen Bordelon, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, even under these circumstances.
You too.
Thank y'all, man.